This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Chesapeake, Virginia, jurors at the trial of convicted sniper Lee Malvo heard from the young man's father today. He's one of several sentencing witnesses that defense lawyers called to persuade the jury their client should get life in prison rather than the death penalty. Last week, the same jury convicted Lee Malvo, 18 years old, of two counts of capital murder in the sniper shootings that terrorized the Washington, D.C. area last year. NPR's Jackie Northam is in the press room at the courthouse. Jackie, the defense lawyers are going to be giving final arguments today in this sentencing phase of the trial. What have the defense witnesses been saying?
The last set of defense witnesses, Alex, came up and really just tried to point out that there was another side to Lee Boyd Malvo besides the man who's been convicted of two counts of capital murder. You had people that dealt with him from a very early age, as you mentioned, his father, who pointed him out as a loving, tender child who only wanted nothing else in his life when he knew him to be a pilot. Now, the prosecution tried to stop that testimony before it even got started, saying his father had not seen him in the past 10 years before the sniper attacks took place. You also had people that dealt with him, you know, when he was with his alleged accomplice, John Allen Muhammad, who was convicted of capital murder as well. They talked about how Muhammad had a controlling influence. You also had somebody who was a forensic social worker. She dealt with Malvo after he was arrested, and she was very integral in showing that he did show signs of remorse. You know, the prosecution tried to stop her from saying that, but it came out in the testimony anyway. So you got three people to really show another side of Malvo. Whether that's going to be enough to for the jury to say give him life in prison over the death sentence, it's really unclear.
Well, some of these witnesses testified in the previous phase of the trial, which doesn't suggest that they were very persuasive then, because the jurors convicted him over their testimony.
Well, you're right. They did convict him. That's certainly true. But, you know, this is the very emotional, this is a very sensitive part of the trial where, yes, he is guilty, but let's look at the mitigating factors. Let's look at his background, his upbringing, what made him do it, what led up to this. And that's what the defense is desperately trying to point out right now. Now, having said that, they've got to go up against the prosecution's witnesses that came out on Friday. And this was a string of families of the victims.
The relatives.
And this was very emotional testimony. Everybody was crying pretty much in the courtroom. So it's going to be a rough go for the defense to try and convince the jury that there is another side to Lee Boyd Malvo. But there it is. Once the arguments are done, then it's up to the jury.
How does this young man look through all this, Lee Malvo?
He looks, throughout the whole thing, I must say he looks young. He looks far, far too young, Alex, to be sitting in this courtroom accused and convicted of what he has done. And I think the defense has been very careful to give him the type of clothes to do that. They've given him very young, sort of, you know, bright colors and modern young kids' clothes, that type of thing. At the beginning of the trial, he looked far more upbeat, obviously, than he does now. At one point during the testimony from the mental health witnesses, he really seemed to go into a funk. He lowered his head most of the time and just doodled. And he stopped doing that only when the prosecution pointed it out to one of the witnesses. So it's been up and down, but for the most part, if one was to look out or find one word, I would say it would be engaged. He seems to be very aware of what's going on and certainly is interested.
NPR's Jackie Northam at the trial of Lee Malvo in Chesapeake, Virginia. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Alex.